This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rashad Evans, former light heavyweight champion, is the face. Tim Kennedy, the American soldier patriot, and the hunter of Hitler in the big battle, the first fight ever.
Patriots worldwide.
Madison Square Garden.
Of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, let's get ready to rumble. I'm punching out in T-minus 4 minutes. And then Anthony Cumia, who has his own great network. I just had Gavin McGinnis on yesterday. Teamed up with us hosting the fourth hour because these guys are patriots. He got fired off XM, top show on there because he dared criticize our Lord and Savior, Hillary Rodham Clinton and others. So he's coming up here in just a moment. Looking forward to that. In closing, Tim Kennedy, thank you, without me even asking, coming and sharing the exclusive today. Everything else is coming up. We just showed that amazing clip of the sustainable farming shows we're doing, shooting training shows, home security shows. This is all stuff that's just free on the internet. Blacksmithing shows. I think I'm going to be working with Jesse James. We'll do some stuff.
Yep.
So much exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's all of it. You know, how is this all? How are all of these things connected? They're all about being an American. They're all about being self-sufficient. It's all about being individual and having the responsibility to take care of yourself and your family. So learn the skills. Look at the videos. Go to InfoWars.com.
And we're designed to do it, as you keep saying.
This is how we were built. This is how we were made. You know, you take the right supplements, get good sleep, have fantastic sex, work really hard.
Battle commies.
And cannot be controlled. You can't be controlled when you're free. You know, good luck trying to, you know, make me a slave.
Now, don't run out of here to go train again three times a day. As soon as this is over and I hand the baton to Mr. Cumia, I want to go do a quick interview for the Nightly News. But thanks for the big exclusive. This is going to be big news. Anything else you want to say? Because this is going to be obviously on ESPN everywhere, CNN, Fox, by tonight and tomorrow. Your response, anything else you want to say to Hillary? I mean, hey, they say she's so healthy she could probably beat you. How about Hillary Clinton's going to be who you're going to be fighting?
Let's have a race. Let's see how many how many jars of pickles we can open. You know, like her versus me. You know, like, okay, the fight November 12th, Madison Square Garden's first fight in New York history for the UFC. I'm fighting a former champion. This is going to have title implications. That's huge. If you're a law enforcement officer, I love you. Come to one of our courses. Go to sheepdogresponse.com and come learn the skills that you need to survive.
I have to pull a string with Joe Rogan or Dana White to get a close seat. I don't want to be front row. That's
I'll get you sleep.
Three or four rows back.
As long as you put your booming voice out there and cheer for me.
I'm going to be there.
That'll just take
I've just been front row like a Joe gets me like right behind the report. But you can't see there. It's like seems like 4 or 5 rows back's the best.
Okay, 4 or 5.
Yeah. Well, where do you think is the best place to watch?
So there's like the octagon around me.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a referee in between me and the guy in front.
No, I know you're watching. I'm saying for me as a spectator. Okay. Oh, smart ass.
Inside's the best view.
Exactly. That's oh, you're something else. Yeah. Don't run off. Anthony Cumia, what is coming up this hour, my friend?
The big news, Hillary's back. She's back healthier than ever. Oh, my God. I saw her walk up a flight of stairs.
Did you see her stumbling down that bus like she's totally dizzy? Like, oh, I'm fine.
I don't know what they must have shot her up with, but she walked up those stairs, looked healthy as a horse. And, of course, that's all they're talking about now on the news is this is the revitalized, new, energetic Hillary Clinton. She talked to the press in the plane for 2 seconds and then ran to the back of the plane again. So.
Well, hey, we can roll oranges to her.
Yes, those oranges with little messages on them.
Yeah, as long as it's not over 80 degrees. Heaven forbid she has to be commander-in-chief if the temperature is hotter than 80 degrees, because then we're screwed as a nation. You know, what are we going to do?
I've looked at some maps of mean temperatures of the Earth, and there's two tiny slivers just north of us, and just, I think, the tropical Capricorn, where she could actually carry on a conversation.
You can't move to Seattle. Okay, yeah. CompoundMedia.com. They're doing amazing stuff over there. I just love to bring these guys to our transmission. Anthony, you look really good with InfoWars behind you. Thank you so much. You're taking over the good ship, InfoWars, my friend. So thank you so much for being part of the team, sir.
Dude, I'm honored, and I've enjoyed you for so many years. Thanks so much.
Good to have you here, brother. All right, and hey, speaking of you, sweetheart, I tell you, this is huge. I am like a little kid I mean, you need to get your rest, all your vitamins. We got to have you win.
Yeah. No, there's no worries.
But you say you're going to win.
Yeah.
I believe you, but that guy's a tank.
I'm not a betting man, but if I were to bet, that's a very safe bet. November 12th.
I'm not a betting man, but I think I'm going to lay some manager money down on this baby. All right. We'll be right back with Anthony Akumi. Stay with us.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. This is a thrill for me. I cannot believe this. I'm on InfoWars. This is awesome. Anthony Cumia, been a fan of Alex for so many years. He asked me to do this and I couldn't be happier. This is the kind of stuff I love doing, talking about the garbage that we're being fed on a daily basis. I do it on my show, too, but I don't know. There's a whole different vibe on InfoWars, and I got to tell you, I love it. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me. We'll start right off. Hillary Clinton back. She's back. Of course, Sunday, she collapsed at a 9/11 memorial event that was going on, the 15th anniversary. And, well, if you listen to mainstream media, she stumbled. She stumbled off a curb. She stubbed her toe. She broke a heel on her shoe. The Secret Service
literally had to drag her by her shoe tips into a camouflaged ambulance and cart her away to Chelsea's house. Because when a 70-year-old, 68-year-old woman collapses and is known to have previous medical problems, that's what you do. You take her to the daughter's house like it's the 1800s. And you wait for Doc Baker from Little House on the Prairie to show up. She's an ill woman. So we know what happened. We don't know what happened. Apparently, she had pneumonia, which was diagnosed the Friday previous to when she capsized. We didn't hear about it until she collapsed. And then her husband gets on yesterday and says it was the flu. So we were talking around here saying it's a new thing, flumonia. She has flumonia, which is a brand new. She can make up anything. Make up any name you want to call anything. There it is. It's here she is, just kind of, you know, just working her way into the van. It's all cool as they drag her by the tips of her toes. She's stiff right here. There goes one, two. Her head is like a bobblehead. Now she goes down completely. They throw her in the van and take off to Parkland General Hospital where Mrs. Kennedy will. Oh, that's right. That was a different thing that happened. Just unbelievable, though, that this is happening. But she's back today. Her first day back on the campaign trail, as they say. She got on her plane, which was amazing because everybody was waiting for the video of her to get on the plane. They didn't know if she was going to have one of those seats like the old lady in Gremlins. Remember that, where she was going up the stairs and then you go like this and you slowly go up the stairs. Or if she was just going to be hobbling with a hurricane or something to get up the stairs. But I got to tell you, and I can only assume, they drugged her up. They poked her with cortisone in the joints and some type of amphetamine to just keep her going enough to get up those stairs. Because this was the first image we got of her after she fell over at the 9/11 thing. So they wanted that optic, as they call it, optic, to look good. It had to look good. So they had to have just loaded her up with everything. All right, Hillary, come here. Come here. This stuff here. Just do whatever it takes. Get on the plane. So she went up the stairs. She wasn't leaping, bounding up the stairs. But she grabbed the rail, and it didn't look bad. It didn't look bad. She gets on the plane. Now, on the plane is Hillary, of course. I would gather the flight crew. Hillary's staff. Joseph Goebbels, Himmler, her staff, and the scared out of their gourd media. All the media that is allowed the privilege of being on Hillary's airplane is petrified to ask her anything of any value. I believe we've gotten questions about how was your Labor Day. That was something that that came up. Just compelling stuff. So she's back from flumonia. She gets on the plane. The press is there. Nothing. I do believe they spoke about a movie or something that she watched or a book she read. This is serious. They are petrified to ask her a question. When they asked her about the Trump polls when she was on plane last before she got carted away, she said that she wasn't going to answer that right now, turned around, and her staff looked at that reporter like, oh, boy. Oh, did you screw up? I was waiting for a Bond villain trap door to open on the plane and just have the reporter plummet to their death. And then just add another death onto the Clinton trail of bodies. So she's back. We're eagerly looking forward to seeing our next speech to see if she could stand at a podium for any length of time and not collapse.
looking forward to seeing that. Other people that are petrified, Dr. Drew. This was a great story. Dr. Drew, you might know Drew Pinsky. He was with Adam Carolla for a while, and then he went on his own. He had a rehab TV show where apparently the sequel to that was the people dying that were in his rehab. I don't know how many ex-rock stars and actors died after doing rehab, but he was working at CNN. One of their medical experts had a show on there, and he dared question Hillary's medical care and her health. But he was questioning, what are these doctors doing? Some of the medication and treatment she's getting is archaic. So why is that happening when she's, you know, she should be getting top tier medical attention? So he dared question that on a radio interview. Well, again, you don't mess with Hillary. Oh, boy. Utenzi, he was done, gone. There it is. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, now he refuses to talk about Hillary's health and jeopardize career. He's scared of the New World Order. He's petrified. Here's a guy who's had a very long and lucrative career in broadcasting, and he is now afraid to talk about Hillary Clinton. All Adam Carolla wanted, Adam's got a show, and Drew is a very close friend of his and an associate for decades of Drew. All he wanted was for Drew to call into his show and talk about pneumonia. And Drew got petrified. And then Adam said to him, look, don't even mention Hillary. I just want to hear what your take on people of age that have pneumonia. Nope. He wouldn't do it. And Adam understood, but this is the world we're living in. This is the frightening, petrifying world we are living in. And if you believe anything that the traditional mass media is telling you, oh, are you blind, naive, mentally disturbed? Because no truth is coming out now. And the media is not even trying to hide it. They are in bed with Hillary Clinton. I know it conjures up a disturbing image, but they are in bed with Hillary Clinton. They don't even hide it anymore. They don't even hide it. They're saying, we want Hillary to win. We don't want Donald Trump winning this election. So we are going to have some of the most biased reporting that has ever been done in this country. This is akin to Joseph McCarthy commie hearings in the 50s, where people were being blackballed. If you criticize the liberals, Democrats, Hillary Clinton, you can be blackballed from having a job in the media. You must toe that company line and not insult the queen. And people that do find themselves jammed up. Like Dr. Drew. But although CNN did say, oh, no, this was in the works a while. We're changing around some of the personnel here at CNN. So it's a coincidence. One of the many coincidences that happen when somebody says something ill of Hillary Clinton. It's astounding, isn't it? Another thing about Hillary that just recently came out, of course, the WikiLeaks, the emails. I love this. As if this whole campaign that's gone about a year, I guess, a little over a year, actually, isn't crazy enough. Without even the WikiLeaks and any, it would still be a crazy campaign, this whole thing. But then you sprinkle this extra, it's like an amazing seasoning on an already amazing dish. These emails come flying out every so often, and they're amazing to read. But then to watch the media scrambling to try and save their queen from any damage that these emails might be doing is another fun thing to watch. Colin Powell, his emails to a bigwig Democratic donor, are funny. There's some genuinely funny things in there. Tragically funny. But, of course, the media doesn't want to address it. Their top headline out of this was that Colin Powell says Donald Trump is a racist and a national disgrace. National disgrace. And that was their big story.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Yes, we're back. Infowars.com. Honored, pleasure to be here. Anthony Cumia, welcome. And again, I thank you for having me. This is fantastic. We were talking about, of course, Hillary, her health issues. And I was reading some tweets from Hillary. I don't know how effective Twitter is in the big scheme of things. You hear some people say it means nothing. You hear other people saying it means everything, that it's changing people's opinions and what they say. I know damn well over the course of many years that I've been using Twitter, I've not changed anyone's mind, and no one has changed my mind. So I don't think it's an effective tool in changing people's opinion, but maybe as a slow chipping away kind of thing, it works on the weak-minded like a Jedi mind trick. You will not vote for Hillary. Perhaps, but I can't see it really being that effective. But the politicians love getting on board. I think they're preaching to the choir, but Hillary has some of the most bizarre tweets I've ever seen. She will tweet things and you swear that they are against her and she's just taken out Trump or taken out her name and put in Trump's name. There was one today I read about Trump's health records. It was from Hillary and she said, Donald Trump hasn't released his health records and assuming he's trying to hide something. And I read this and go, how is this woman, when Donald Trump is running around like a maniac, doing multiple rallies a day, he went to Mexico, he flew to Mexico, had a press conference in Mexico. There he is. Trump on releasing detailed medical records. I have no problem in doing so. He still hasn't released them. And then there's a video about, you know, him and his records. Trump runs around like a nut. I love it. The man has shown nothing that would lead anyone to believe he is ill, has any acute problems. He's got a cute daughter, I'll tell you that, but any acute medical problems. But Hillary's the one that's been bedridden for a few days after collapsing in 78-degree breezy weather from the heat. And this is how the Hillary campaign runs. Find out what everyone's saying about you and then throw it on the opponent and see what sticks. And it can only mean that the people backing Hillary and the supporters of Hillary are either brain damaged or so naive that they're blinded to any truth about their Lord and Savior, Hillary Clinton. We were talking before the break about Colin Powell's emails, which are hilarious. The press has cut off every bit that's funny. I mean, saying dicking bimbos, which is a quote, there it is, that's funny stuff. It should be on the news. And it was said in an email, and it's pertinent. Hillary has her husband campaigning for her when she's ill in bed. So it's not something that's just an aside. They also would not report on mainstream media that Colin Powell said he doesn't want to vote for her because of her many faults, her blind ambition, doesn't like her. The fact that Hillary doesn't like Obama feels like she was passed over in 2008. And those are in those emails. And again, the media, so sleazy and in bed with Hillary Clinton, won't report on things that put her in a bad light. And not even trying to cover it up for a second. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's showing because America's trust in mass media sinks to a new low. A new low. What is it now? It's, there it is. 32% say they have a great deal or fair amount of trust. 32%. And who are they? Who are the 32%? I always wonder that. It's like you read something that should be so obvious, and I don't know. I have no idea. 14% of Republicans expressed trust, down from 32% last year. Confidence drops among younger and older Americans. They can't get away with this forever. And it's getting worse, and we're noticing. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back. InfoWars, I'm Anthony Cumia.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
That is a sad song right there. My God, is that a sad little song, sad little ditty. Also, I take care of business later. Is that it? All right. No, why don't we talk about that? Yeah, extended special. You're getting 30 to 40% off InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Due to a listener demand, we've extended the massive 30 to 40% off special in our InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to stock up on super high-quality storable food for you and your family that you can trust. I love this stuff because, you know me, I don't know what's going to happen. I have no faith in the world anymore. I want to load up and be the guy that's going to continue. That's going to continue with civilization after everybody's gone. And you're going to have to eat. So you want food that has a shelf life over 25 years and are made right here in these United States of America. There's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. You see what's going on in, like, Venezuela? I think it was $600 for a dozen eggs. Forget about going to a diner. Jeez, you go broke. Start getting prepared before food prices might skyrocket. Get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food on InfoWarsStore.com. Do it today before this special is taken down. All right. How you doing, folks? Good. Back. Anthony Cumia. Sitting in on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. And again, couldn't be happier. I love it. I watch Alex and it's just like, New World Order, here it comes. Look out, people. It's going to be unbelievable. False flag operation. And I'm captivated. And you know what also got me? The fact that his friendship with Jesse Ventura. Because I used to watch that Jesse show. He had the conspiracy show, and sometimes Alex would be on it. Alex, what do you think about mind control? I believe the HARP system is... And he's just doing that the whole time. But I've been a fan forever, and it's a pleasure for me to be here doing this. We got Tim Kaine, who, of course, is Hillary's VP candidate. I was watching Pence, Trump's vice presidential candidate. He was giving a speech with some Republicans, and man, was he good. He was really talking about issues and talking about Trump and what he and Trump, the vision they have for the country. And it really resonated. It felt good. When you hear them say "Make America Great Again," and you hear the Hillary campaign bash that as if what they're saying is America isn't great now, it's infuriating because you know it means bringing jobs back. He's discussed everything it means, bringing jobs back to the United States, fighting poverty in inner cities, education, borders. Our borders are a disaster. Another thing he's talking about is making the military strong again, because he said the military is also a wreck. It's a disaster. And then the Hillary campaign turns that, spins it around to say that Donald was bashing our soldiers. That's what they do. They lie to you right to your face. And the fact of the matter is, if you look back to the Jimmy Carter days, the Jimmy Carter presidency, and 1980 when Ronald Reagan took over, the military was a disaster. It doesn't mean Jimmy Carter was bashing the troops, or it doesn't mean Ronald Reagan was bashing the troops saying that the military was a disaster. It's who's in control and what little effort they're doing to keep our military strong and ready for whatever they might encounter. And Barack Obama has not done that, and he has made the military a laughingstock. When you have Iranian boats chasing our destroyers around in the Middle East, it's embarrassing. When Russian fighters are inches away from our spy planes in open waters, in open airspace, there's a problem there. It has to be addressed, and it never is, because Barack doesn't want America to be exceptional and strong and feared and respected in the world. He doesn't want that at all. That wasn't his mission when he got in. Oh, he's gotten some things done, that's for sure, since he's been in, because the world does not have any respect for this country anymore. Do we want to be the world police? I don't think a lot of people want that role, but sometimes you have to do things you don't really want to do. And since there's no one else to take up the reins, we have to be there. And I don't mean jumping into every conflict that happens around the globe, but there has to be
a source of democracy and freedom in the world that people can look to not be afraid that ISIS is going to run rampant all over the place, that there might be a chance that we can get back to some civility. And these are the things that would make America great again. But if you listen to Hillary, she says everything is great again. So her vice presidential candidate, Tim Kaine, on gun control. I can't think of an issue I'd rather be aligned with than this. If you're an American citizen who cherishes your constitutional rights, which are God-given, not government-given, which a lot of people have the false impression that the rights were given to you by the government. No, this is a list of things that you have just for being a human being in America. They cannot be taken away, is what the list is. But man, does the government get in there and make up their own rules. And the Second Amendment, I believe, more than any other, with the first being second on that list. But the Second Amendment, it has been trounced by the government over the course of the years. And the past 8 years of Obama being in office has done a lot of damage to our right to bear arms that shall not be infringed. They just managed to infringe upon that over and over again. And if you're an American citizen that enjoys your right to defend yourself and your loved ones with the best possible tools, why would the government want to take that from you? Think about that. Why does the government not want you to have the best tools for the job to protect yourself with? If you're building a house, you want the best tools, don't you? You don't want to sit there with old Amish tools. Then when you were a kid, you ever build a tree fort, Garrett? When I was a kid, I built a tree fort. And you'd get bent nails from the job sites. You'd use a rock for a hammer. You'd make your mom mad because you stole a butter knife for a screwdriver. You got the job done, but it didn't look very good. It kind of worked, but they weren't the best tools for the job, were they? When it comes to my life, I want the greatest tools available to defend myself. I don't want to have to worry that I'm not fit enough or strong enough. Or imagine your loved one, a wife or a daughter, has to worry that the person trying to do her harm is stronger or faster than her. I've heard this one, we're all guns. Let's get rid of all guns. We don't need them. And of course, bad guys, criminals, rapists, murderers, they're not going to give their guns away. And if you don't think drugs get into this country, alcohol got into this country when prohibition was enacted, and every other thing that's illegal in this country gets in, guns will get in, and the bad people will have them, and you will be stuck bringing a knife to a gunfight, which could possibly be one of the scariest things that might ever happen to you. When people say get rid of all guns, how would you like it if you now had to know how to knife fight with somebody? Would that just be frightening? Like if someone's coming at you with a knife and you have a knife, I don't think my chances are very good. I've never knife fought before. I would rather defend myself with the best tool available. So the government has decided, or some people in the government have decided, they don't want you to have that. And it does all boil down to leaving the people powerless. Powerless. Fearful. Make them afraid. There's a sense of security when you know you're an armed citizen. A sense of security, less fear, when you know you can take care of your family yourself. You don't need an outside agency to defend you and your family the moment something happens.
You're sitting in your house. Something happens. And people also say to me, oh, you sound so paranoid. Yeah, read the news. It never happens. Oh, it's a one in a billion shot. You play lotto? You hope you win that? Yeah. The chances, much more astronomical of winning lotto than of being violently accosted in or outside your house. But for some reason, you mention that, you're paranoid. But you want to be able to defend yourself. They don't want that. They want you to be fearful and dependent on them. This has been their M.O., the Democrats' M.O., for centuries, for decades and decades and perhaps centuries, that they just do not want people to be self-sufficient. When you need them, you will vote for them. And that's why they keep people on the till, the government till for welfare. That's why they want you to be completely unable to defend yourself and your family. Because then you're instead of reaching for the best tool available to defend you and your family, you now have to reach for a phone and call someone, a government agency, to help you. And most of the times they're there just to clean up and find out what happened, not prevent it from happening. That's in your hands. I see all these alarm commercials are great when a guy's turning on his various alarms around his house and he goes, looks out the window. Not on my watch. And he's all secure in the fact that his family is safe and sound from any danger that might be happening. What if someone does get in? Not on your watch? I wonder what goes through their heads when you know you don't have anything to protect yourself with. You scan the room for a lamp. Nothing worse than a lamp to a gunfight. One thing worse than a knife to a gunfight, a lamp to a gunfight. I'd say odds are you're losing. So anytime you get candidates like Tim Kaine that are really pushing gun control, think of the bigger picture. It's not this lie that they present to you about wanting to make America safer. It's not the lie that they're giving you that it's to protect the children. What they want is you more dependent on them. They want you afraid. They want you to be afraid that you can't protect yourself and your family, and you will look elsewhere for that protection. And who is there to give it to you? Them. So you pull the lever for them in November. And that's what the deeper story is. So whenever you see somebody professing that gun control is a great issue for the safety of this country, it's just another lie, much like the welfare thing and immigration. Oh, boy, when I hear that one, Donald Trump is a racist because he's against immigrants. Oh, they left that illegal word out again, didn't they? Oof. No, it's undocumented immigrant. Illegal alien. Undocumented immigrant. It's an illegal thing they're doing. I want to make an undocumented withdrawal from a bank. I'm going to make an undocumented withdrawal and say, it's not illegal. I have no money in your bank. This isn't a withdrawal slip or a card at an ATM. It's a note that says, give me your money. It's an undocumented withdrawal. Is that okay? Oh, it's illegal. It's a robbery. Right. See how that works if you leave out the word illegal? Donald Trump, I've known many Border Patrol agents over the years. I have a great friendship with law enforcement in this country over the years. It's a thankless job. And especially in 2016, I can't imagine anyone that would want that job. Not only is it stressful and everything it was for years and years and years, life-threatening, but imagine you go to work. You're working at a deli or something, and you make someone a sandwich, and they ask for ham and Swiss, and you put ham and American on there. You made a mistake. You hand it to the guy. You now have a chance of going to prison. Why would you want that? Why would you want that job? That's the new thing of being a cop. And I'm not talking about bad cops that over the years have gone to prison for doing horrible things and abusing their power. I'm talking about good cops that are now in the crosshairs because of political correctness, outright lies, pandering for votes. Because, like I said, the police have a thankless job. The Border Patrol has been gelded. They have been castrated, not allowed to use any of their power to protect the borders of this country. Wanting protected borders is now some kind of a strange, racist, unpatriotic thing to do. When you really boil it down to just what it is, it's insane to think it's a bad thing. You don't want illegal immigrants rushing over the border and coming into this country. Now, there's subsectors of that. Why? Well, crime. Well, jobs. We don't want your job. Just vetting who's coming in, terrorism, things like that. But the bottom line is, without any of those reasons, it's just illegal. As a nation, a sovereign nation, you want secured borders. That has been numero uno in civilization and civilized cities and Rome, ancient Rome, all of these empires, borders. Because the second they collapse, you lose your nation. And that should be the only thing you ever have to say to these people that don't quite understand it. We'll take a break. Anthony Cumia on InfoWars.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
We'll be right back.
sitting in on this last hour. Almost done. This went very quickly because I am having a genuine blast. Thank you for joining me. And I thank Alex Jones again for the opportunity to do this. So much fun. We had some real laughs over Colin Powell's emails. And the whole WikiLeaks thing has just been amazing. But there is always a caveat, isn't there? Our privacy is gone. Remember how innocent it was years ago when people didn't want to put their credit card info into the computer? Wasn't that adorable? Because it was true. We would sit there and there was always a friend that would go, I'm not putting my credit card info in there to buy sneakers or something. And you're like, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. At first, I was kind of like, yeah, all right. I'm willing to take the chance for convenience. And that's how they get you. Everything's convenient if you're willing to give up some of your privacy. And once these things became available, we couldn't cough up our privacy fast enough. Oh, do we love putting every bit of our lives out for you to see on this. This is science fiction that we never predicted in movies or literature. The fact that we would be given devices that we would then throw our personal information out to the world of our own free will. It was always some Orwellian Big Brother eye in the sky, government, tyrannical entity that had to force us to give our information to them and make it available to various entities to use against us. And as time went on and it hits you like a lightning bolt, we freely just decided to give up our information out of sheer convenience. Remember when EasyPass first came around? It's like, hey, guys, you know that pain in the ass sitting on a line at the toll booth? You don't have to do it anymore. You whiz right through. Here, put this in your windshield. All right, it's convenient. Mr. Kumia, here, tell the court why you were going through this toll booth at this hour. Was it for adultery? Now things are just being used, and you were like, wait, I just wanted to get through the toll booth. Now they know where I was and where I was going. And then the biggest convenience of them all is this, because everything you had to actually work for and go out and do, you can now do from this with the one little catch. All of your information is out there, and you don't know if your phone calls are being listened in on. And not only do you not know, they probably are. Your emails, we laugh. Ah, look, Colin Powell, look what he said. He said, and you're laughing as your emails are going through the same thing. It's just yours aren't as important or as funny. In time, they might be. Everyone is open to be a victim to it. But the one revelation I got that really was something is that Big Brother, the big eye in the sky, that guy on the video screen looking down on us, was us. It's been us the whole time, ratting each other out, videoing, putting stuff out there that gives up a neighbor or a friend. We're ratting each other out. We are Big Brother. I want to thank again Alex Jones at InfoWar for having me on, and you, of course, the viewer. I'm Anthony Kumia. You can catch me on CompoundMedia.com. Thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.